This is Wade Branthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. For the second year in a row, so-called right-to-work legislation was beaten back in New Mexico following weeks of lobbying by labor and community groups. The 56 largest private university endowments in the U.S. have until April 1st to explain how they use their tax-free investment earnings. Some, including consumer advocate Ralph Nader, are calling for large endowment schools to lower or provide free tuition. The government dropped its suit against Apple, saying that they had been able to break the Apple iPhone. Now people are asking how secure the iPhone is and whether the FBI and Justice Department are going to share their tools with Apple. Is turnabout fair play? British soda tax has three tiers depending on how much sugar is in the drink, with no tax for less than 3 teaspoons, 9 cents for 3 to 5 teaspoons, and 12 cents for a standard cola, which has 9 teaspoons of sugar in a 12-ounce can. The tiers, they believe, may encourage some manufacturers to move to healthier products. Argentina's government has pulled the funding of a regional television network started by the Venezuelan government in 2005 as an alternative to mainstream media there. Now felt too liberal. U.S. Geological Survey now breaks Oklahoma and Alaska right behind in earthquake frequency and ahead of California now that human-induced quakes are included in the survey because of oil and gas toxic wastewater injections into rock formations due to fracking. In a 4-4 tie, the Supreme Court has let stand the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision in Fredericks versus California Teachers Association that workers continue to pay for any union activities, including negotiating for better wages and benefits. Decision said only that the judgment is affirmed by an equally divided court, therefore upholding that ruling and setting no new precedent. Donald Trump's presidential campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, was charged with battery by the police in Jupiter, Florida, who said he grabbed a reporter for right-wing Breitbart.com as she tried to ask the candidate a question. She later resigned from the website and has filed charges. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.